got an Echo Dot, and we decided to get that instead of the Echo because it was cheaper and it was newer. However, the speaker is awful. I was wondering if anyone could make any Bluetooth speaker recommendations that are good quality speakers, like not Bose. Bose is too bassy. But I have the big jambox, but the battery doesn't last that long.
How big a speaker do you want? The other question is, do you want something that's like true stereo? Because most Bluetooth speakers, you're not going to get true stereo separation.
That doesn't matter. Something, I don't know, maybe about the size of the big jambox or the SoundLinks by Bose. I don't want to control the bass, but I don't want the bass to be overpowering like it is with the Bose. Or, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be Bluetooth because I can plug it into the Dot. With a patch cable.
Doesn't Mystic Access
yes.
sell a lot of those kinds of speakers?
They do, actually. MYSTIC Access.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think it's .com.
What about Bluetooth headphones?
I can name one Bluetooth headset that I had that I really liked until I broke the clip off that holds the little battery box on your shirt. It was Phiaton. I think it's Phiaton. It had earbuds that, for me, worked out real well, and it came with different sized buds. And it had a little box, very small, that would go, you clip it to your collar or shirt or something. And I liked them. I thought they worked great, and they didn't cause the phone to lag like some of the cheaper ones do. Yeah, they were $99, I think.
The other thing, Joanne, that's going to make a difference in terms of lag time is what version of Bluetooth the headset's using, because they're up to, I think, 4.1 now. Do you want earbuds? Do you want a headset? Do you want a single earpiece?
What about the later versions of the aftershocks?
Aren't the aftershocks low conduction?
They are, yeah.
And unless you get the top version, and even that isn't very good. I've been looking for some bone conduction headphones myself. Actually, I don't know of any current brands that are good enough. Somebody told me recently that TIAC used to make some, but apparently they're available on the used market. They're like $300.
Yeah, I had the original version of the ones we were talking about, and I know Tim had them too because you bought them from me. I found that they worked pretty well, but they made a lot of noise. You could hear the sound if you were within 3 feet.
The newer ones are supposed to be better about that, but I don't know. I do think that Roger's right that if you buy them, you want to get the Trex or the titanium ones or whatever they call them. Those are the ones to buy because they're a little more durable, I guess.
I have no experience with them because I like the Apple headphones that come with the phone. But is it correct that Bluetooth sound is usually not as good as the other ones?
I believe that's correct, that Bluetooth devices inherently don't sound as good. But I don't think you can get noise canceling and Bluetooth at the same time.
You can. That's supposedly $29.
Okay.
I doubt it.
That does exist. My sister has, I think the Sennheiser Momentum ones are both Bluetooth and noise canceling.
And how expensive are they?
I think like 300 something.
Yeah.
I only have one ear, so I use a one ear piece of Plantronics.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. I love Plantronics stuff.
And it's a good ear.
Yeah.
Good ear piece.
Yeah.
Does it fit inside your ear, or is it one of those?
It fits inside your ear, but it's got a piece that sticks out and looks kind of weird. You get used to it, but it does look kind of weird.
Can I offer a comment on JAWS 18? Got it. My technician put it in for me from the CD that came in the mail. Since I put it in, there's been 3 automatic updates that came over the internet. Every single update had an error message during processing, all various different error messages. And yet, it always said, JAWS was successfully installed. And I kind of don't believe it. One of the things I discovered is if you restart your computer, JAWS will come on. After that, JAWS doesn't talk anymore. So I called Freedom Scientific. Turns out there's a setting in the basic menu where you have to set it to stay on all the time. For some reason, they changed that default from the previous versions. I never used to have to do that.
It has to do with whether it starts up on the login screen,
right.
or whether it's in your system tray. There's a third option.
It's for all users or?
Just for yours.
Right.
Does anybody know or have whereabouts of a color test too? It's the most sophisticated color identifier that's...
That's the one that's about $700 or something?
It used to be $900, now it's about $625. It not only can give you the colors of things, and it's quite accurate, but it gives you things like hues, saturations, all kinds of color. If you're interested in stuff like that, my fiance is an artist, so I'm very interested. Color.
I would just like to find one that really identifies colors accurately.
The market is full of a lot of kind of not very good color identifiers that claim things that when you get them, you discover really it isn't so.